Good morning. I'm Graciela Ruiz Aguilar. I'm from the Department of Environmental Science at the University of Guanajuato. And I give you an apology, my Spanish is not that good. Well, the biomass energy is very important in Mexico and requires more exhaustive investigation, especially because the petroleum is the main source of energy in the state of Guanajuato. Biomass from crops, residues, animal manure, forests, and industrial waste, wastewater treatment residues is easily available. Manure is an alternative for up to 25% of energy consumed in Guanajuato, because we have at least 700,000 heads of the cattle. So the amount of the manure produced is about 7 million of tons per day. So there is a lot of things that we need to do to reduce that amount of the manure that can impact on the environment. One of our proposals is to use an anaerobic digestion because it is an alternative treatment technology and also is an option to process to those processes of incineration and landfills. It's more viable than the aerobic digestion process because of its effectiveness and energy recovery. The alternatives of the energy process for the generation of gas is the reduction of the use of the hydrocarbons, energy saving, generation of electricity, care of the environment because of the reduction of the emissions due to the use of the gasoline or diesel. This process produces a lot of effluents and need to be used in some way. Therefore, we suggest to use the effluents from anaerobic process as biofertilizer because there are similar amounts of nutrients compared with the synthetic fertilizers. In Mexico, the research on the application of anaerobic biodigester effluent to the growth of plants has not been found, so it's necessary to develop studies to determine the influence on plant growth. Forests are the main source of livestock food. Alfalfa and grass make up 70% of the diet of feed cattle and 90% of the sheep intake. Also, perennial forests protect against erosion because the soil is not tillaged each year. Therefore, we consider to use as plant models to apply the anaerobic effluent. So we have the alfalfa and also the kikuyu grass, and we decided to use the grass because in Guanajuato state they start to grow industry for the golf course, so maybe a potential use for the effluents. Our goal is to determine the anaerobic biodigester effluents influence on alfalfa and grass growth. The methodology. The effluent was produced using a pilot-scale bioreactor previously designed and manufactured in the University of Guanajuato. The assays were carried on fields close to Irapuato City in Guanajuato, that is in the installations of the university. For the alfalfa experiment, we set two treatments, one with the effluent and the another with synthetic fertilizer. For the grass, we set different concentrations of amounts of the effluent on the grass, and also we add mycorrhizas of the systems. And we use as a control no fertilizer grass, synthetic fertilizer, vermicomposting, and we added also a test with vermicomposting plus mycorrhizas as a reference of to compare with another organic fertilizers. We set different plots where with bills, and we put some plastic under the the soil, so to prevent all the filtrations among the plots. We set 21 plots, 1 square meter each, and we started to run it. We developed several analyses, all obtained according to the Mexican legislations. And here are the results. This is how we build the digester. And the composition of the effluent, the difference between the inlet and the outlet, we found a slight increase of the pH to 4%. And the human, the pathogenic humans, microorganisms were like really low compared with the beginning. We found the 99% less at the outlet, 25% of emetic, and for Salmonella we found 78%. COD was around 58% less than was at the beginning. The biogas production was pretty good. We are still running this bioreactor after almost 9 months of running. We don't have a significant variation in the pH, and the difference range of the temperature is because the temperature on the reactors is depending on the environmental temperature. So we start the reactor on November the last year, so you can see the kind of low temperature here and the ups during the, this summertime. This here, that's the influence from the biogas gel compared with the temperature. We see that there is noticeable relation between the temperature and the biogas production. And from the alfalfa, this is a picture that you can see how they look now. We have the, with the effluent here, oops, sorry. With the effluent here and with the synthetic fertilizer right here, as you see, it's not pretty much no difference in the eye with alfalfa. We measure the humidity because we have a really bad year for the raining and also for the water. We were really short of water this year, but we found that the treatments with the effluent has better humidity, so that it will help to the plant to be healthier. Also, the number of ramifications were a little bit higher of the treatments with effluent. You have here a picture that you can see how they lose compared with the synthetic fertilizer. For the lack of the alfalfa, we found even was a little bit shorter than the with the synthetic, compared with the synthetic fertilizer, the plants show to be stronger than the synthetic when you try to cut it with your own hands. In the case of the grass, this is how they look now. This is are the plots, and this is the area for the grass grow, that it is pretty close to the biodigester. And we see that in all these cases that we tested, even we lose a lot of the humidity on the grass. We can see that the experiments with the effluent has a good response to the lack of water. And also the organic matter was dropped in most of the cases, with the exception of the treatment with the effluent, which has the low amount applied. And this is how they look now after 7 months on running the experiment. This is at the beginning, pretty much at the beginning of the experiment, with no fertilizer. This is with the synthetic, and this is with the lowest amount of effluent applied to the system. So you see the colors are pretty much a really big difference between them. Therefore, we decided to apply to take some infrared analysis. We decided to divided to in healthy grass, grass in process to dried, and soil and grass dried. We found that the effluent with the lowest amount applied has a better healthy grass than those in another conditions. And also, because sometimes our eyes can cheat on us, we decided to use an analysis for color HSL coordinates, and we found that the darker green that we found was on the fertilizer treatment, and all of them for about 5 months they were pretty much similar, and after 7 months they started to show some difference. Even they are not that darker compared with the synthetic fertilizer. Our preliminary conclusions are that anaerobic reactor design is an alternative to use of agricultural solid waste because it's low cost and maintenance with excellent biogas production. The biogas production showed a direct correlation with quality manure and effluent production. It has been found no difference between alfalfa grows with anaerobic effluent and controls with synthetic fertilizer. Grass fields showed a better color and cover when effluent was applied than those without effluent. In some cases, plants showed a better structure and color to those with synthetic fertilizers. It is expected to the end of the crop season, yields are higher on those fields and with anaerobic effluent. I would like to turn to the direction of the research and the graduate program support from the University of Guanajuato for the financial support. All of our collaborators at the project, most of them from the same university, and also the Dr. Nam from the USDA, and of course all the students that are involved on the project. Thank you. Isaiah, you have some questions? Yeah, we just the length of the plant. We also measured the roots. We measured the leads. We measured everything that we could measure. I just put a part of the results that we have.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you.